Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, LA indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned Sandscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Here at UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Oh, such a bargain. It's got a whole lot to do with you. I could stand and tell you I'm the only one that's falling. Lord, what you put me through. And I'm giving you all of my love, but it just don't come back.
Just don't come back.
Just don't come back.
Just don't come back.
Said I'm giving you all of my love, but it just don't come back.
Just don't come back.
Gonna be funky.
annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, LA indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned Sandscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hey, it's your old pals over here at International Feel. How you doing?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're all good.
I thought you were putting it to the listener. I was waiting for them to call in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was an open call. How you doing? It was a general how you doing.
Yeah. People are coming in from around the corner, just saying, "Oh, hey,
doing good, doing good." Or that one guy kind of bent over weeping, probably not doing too well. But
yeah. Maybe, we feel for him. Our hearts go out to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just being polite, just asking if you feel like. Pouring out your world weariness and your grief, give us a call, 204-268-9836. We'll always be a sympathetic ear and a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, and there's a good chance we'll just air it right to...
Oh yeah, unedited, because that's the human experience, and we shouldn't shy away from that.
Yeah, people want authenticity in this day and age.
They want the raw, uncut emotion, unfiltered, but with... filters on. So yeah, I don't know, I guess we'll dabble in that, why not.
Yeah, we'll commercialize anything.
We'll try,
and that's that goes out to the future sponsors out there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're
you know who you are.
We're open to things.
We know you're on the fence about kind of signing us on for to be your spokespeople, but
yeah,
rest assured, it'll be good for your brand.
We won't let you down. We've got some... We don't have much leverage, but we've got street cred.
Yeah, well, we don't have any leverage. We make it with street cred.
Yeah. Yeah, so give us a call.
Yeah, we'll work something out.
We'll workshop something. Yeah. We'll help you out.
We're good negotiators.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
We always do. Yeah, thanks for joining us. It's another Wednesday in the world. We're playing music and talking.
It's got to be a Thursday somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably a Thursday. I guess if you're another time zone, maybe Australia? I don't know.
Yeah, I could see them tipping over that way. Do they go forward or are they backward?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's Tuesday.
It could be Tuesday. Yeah, are we ahead?
If you're listening, if you're located in Australia and listening, give us a call, 204-269-8636.
Yeah. One, 204-269? Do you need that one?
Oh, there? You might need the one if it's international.
It's part of the Commonwealth, right?
Yeah, so it should be good.
Right? It should be fine. It
should
be
good. It's a local call.
Yeah, it'll work.
It's a local call. Don't worry. Yeah. It's just the duo tonight. there's an empty chair staring us.
I was gonna go for it and do like a sock puppet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Kind of, but I didn't want to have to kick off my like. I know the I know the listeners can't see the sock on my hand.
Yeah.
And would just go if I was like, oh, look at me, I'm a sock puppet. They'd think I have a sock puppet, but
you can hear the sock.
Yeah, you know.
Plus, yeah, I'd throw another mic on for the sock puppet. You probably didn't hear that.
I'd have to run across the room to facilitate.
Yeah.
I'm not a ventriloquist. I can't really throw my voice.
Oh, that'd be a great skill, throwing your voice. Yeah. Making it... I'd love to fool some people with that. Man, imagine the first person to figure that out. They must have been, like, chased out of town as being a wizard or something.
Is that even, like, a real thing?
I don't know.
I thought, like, mainly the like, you hear about throwing your voice or whatever for that, but, like, isn't the main thing, like, just not making your lips.
Yeah, I think it's just the misdirection, just not moving your mouth, and then people assume it's coming from anywhere else.
Yeah.
But if you could make your voice sound like it was, like, you know, 10 feet away, yeah, that'd be a pretty cool skill.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be creepy.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. Sounded like you were in the other room.
I was in another room. How are you speaking to me? Through my voice. Yeah. It's on the other side of the world. In Australia. Yeah,
the voice heard around the world.
Yeah. Well, I guess because we're on the radio, we're the voice heard around the world.
Yep.
Thanks to UMFM's powerful broadcasting capabilities.
Yeah, which is recently installed, and we were able to do so because of the listener support. And the... the generous donations to Pledgerama, which is something that's coming up around the corner.
It's right around the corner, yeah. About this time next month or so.
This time next month, and it's been 4 years.
Wow, 4 years without. I don't know. We're just scraping by. I can't believe it's been that long. That's craziness. I guess we were shut down for a couple years, and then we had to relearn as a society, and we also had to learn how to speak again, so...
Yeah, I also had to learn how to walk, because I was just... I didn't leave my bed.
Yeah.
I was just kind of...
You had to regrow your legs, because they just kind of fused into, like, a slug-like tail.
yeah, well, like, you know, you sit for long enough, and you get that, like, blanket kind of, like...
that slime, that sheen of slime growing over you. But we've rehabbed ourselves. We're learning how to walk again.
We're in good form.
Good form. Good as any time. And we're back. But yeah, Pledgerama right around the corner. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we'll try to have something fun for our contribution.
Yeah, things are in the works. You know. Things are in the works. We're I think we've been talking to. A one Mr. Robert De Niro. No, maybe I should just call him Mr.
Bobby.
Bobby D.
Mr. Bobby D.
Mr. Bobby D. So if you're a fan of movies like Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, and Meet the Fockers, you might be pleasantly surprised.
It's hard for us, you know, to pull out all the stops, because we pull out all the stops every episode.
Every night.
So
every week.
We have to... outsource usually,
yeah,
for the main events, just because, to like, otherwise it's just like business as usual, you know.
Yeah, so we gotta call in the heavy hitters. We gotta call our celebrity friends. You were gonna call Bobby Flay, right?
We're going through the Bob. We're going through the Rolodex,
and we Rolodex by first name,
yeah,
alphabetical. So we go through the Bobbies.
They're all saying yes, so...
It'll be a night of 1,000 Bobbies for our International Feel Pledgerama Drive. That's in the works. Bobby Flay and Bobby De Niro.
Yeah. Big fans of the show. Big fans of the show. You wouldn't know, but...
I wish I could... I wish I'd been working on my Robert De Niro impression so I could bust it out right there.
My Robert De Niro impression is only a visual one.
It's a lot of squinting and shrugging.
Yeah, and like kind of like weird like frown, but
it's
like...
It's like a... That's the sound
like,
that I...
You kind of like open your mouth in a frown, and you're like squint. It's like close to like a French Stewart
it's
impression.
It's pretty close.
But like his is kind of like... Like more like... scrunched in the nose,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So if you can, if your listeners at home are still following me with my...
You're giving a master class on Robert De Niro's facial expressions.
Yeah, well, my French Stewart's better than my Rob De Niro. I actually, adapted the French Stewart into the De Niro for my impression.
You used it as a template.
Yeah. I was much bigger fan of Third Rock from the Sun than Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more iconic.
Stuck with me a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, we could go on all night, but unfortunately, we've only got a half hour left, so I don't know, unless you want to hear us talk more about French Stewart and the Bobbies.
French and the Bobbies.
Maybe we should cut to some music, because really that's why we're here. You got something?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I was really resting on that Robert De Niro impression, taking us the next 30 minutes. Even though it's a silent
we're going to ride that out. Yeah. No, I can't. It's a work in progress. We're just going to smack our lips on air. Yeah, international feel. We're here till 10. We're doing it live every Wednesday on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com.
Channel 762 on your Bell satellite dish.
And certain conch shells at the beach. If you put them up to your ear, you can catch our show. Yeah, okay.
Yep, that's true.
All right. More music.
just remember that. We all got a right to live, this I truly believe. We all gotta die one day. No one, no one is here on earth, on earth to stay. Listen, 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 people. You wanna live? This I believe. Black or white, you're still gonna die.
Edwards and Lindy Ortega's bands could be described as a supergroup of sorts, not just because of their collective talents, but for the fact that the music they recorded on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something you need to hear to fully comprehend, and thanks to the folks at Real Love, Winnipeggers will get a chance to see Moon River on Friday, March 29th at the Darling Bar, located at 171 McDermott Avenue, alongside special guest The Secret Beach. Advance tickets are available now via Show Pass for $18.86, so get yours and mark your calendar to see Moon River on Friday, March 29th, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Let the past go up in flames.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchens, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
Get out of here, you geese.
And like the geese, we're back.
We're back, yeah. I've been hearing them. They're flying over constantly.
Yeah. More specifically, back live in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's true. They're making their way back north after, I'm sure, is an eventful winter.
No.
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
An eventful time.
I don't know. I haven't talked to a goose lately. I haven't heard what they went through. Yeah, this flight.
The thing is, it's like they get there, and as soon as they get there, they have to turn around and come back.
I know. They go swimming once. They barely unpack their suitcase, and then they gotta head right back.
So, they go to the buffet, they stretch their wings.
Yeah. Then it's back to Winnipeg. Snowbirds.
Yep.
Whack, whack. Whack, whack. Well, that wasn't bird at all.
Wrong button.
Wrong animal entirely.
Yeah, engineers keyed up the wrong soundtrack machine.
Oh, I thought that was applause, but... Yeah,
we're going to have a talking to our Foley artists.
Yeah, they're giving us the wrong cues.
Yeah, it's amateur hour behind the glass there. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
We really should pay them more, but what can we say? We got expensive tastes.
Yeah, and they weren't there at the contract signing. So.
Yeah, I like to wear gold watches up and down both my arms.
Yeah, he looks like a bejeweled Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Well, got every time zone on my arm.
What time is it in Osaka?
3 p.m.
Is that Tuesday or Thursday?
Saturday.
Way in the feed. Last Saturday or next Saturday?
Two Saturdays from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year is 2100.
Oh, yeah, they do have their own year. I don't know, their own calendar. So the year is... I don't know what year it is, really. But
you don't know what year it is in Japan?
I guess I'll consult the manual.
Yeah. All right. Japan by the year. Current year in Japan. Oh, I think somebody's knocking on the door.
Is it Japan?
Is that somebody rapping at our chamber door?
I think so. Well, it says it's Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday.
March 21st, 2024.
It's good to know that we're brought... Are we late night in Japan?
That should be a subtitle for our show. Late in Japan.
Late night in Japan.
Yeah.
Because, like, that'd be cool. We should start really getting our promoters in Japan to start cracking the whip, getting
Our
name
out
there. There's some good nightlife in Japan. Be a shame if they missed out on our show.
Yeah, because what's more fun than spending time with us? Nothing. Ooh, just ran into the mic there. Just rubbing my face all over the mic. Yeah,
you look like a cat, like prodding up against somebody's index finger.
I'm getting those surgeries to become more cat.
Yeah, well, so far all you have are the whiskers, yeah. Which are cool.
It's all I can afford. First is the whiskers, then I'm gonna get the pointed ears. I'm gonna get my ears pointed.
Yeah. Nose hacked down.
Yeah.
Shaved down.
Yeah. Then finally, I'm just gonna start walking on all fours and get my tail implant.
Nice. Yeah. Well, they're building it up, aren't they? Like, you have a little nub.
Well,
they're going to attach more, right? They add sections, sections
they're,
to your...
They're adding sections to my spine, so I can, I can wag it.
Just
so they're actually elongating my spine. It's a pretty,
scientific marvel.
Yeah, it's a pretty painful experience, but worth it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm... halfway there.
All I see is like a bit of movement under a bandage, but yeah. looks good.
it's a bloody bandage in the back of my pants.
Yeah, it looks like when my grandpa would hit his thumb with like a hammer, and then he'd like have like Kleenex on his thumb, and it'd be like moving, and make sure it's like not broken.
Yep.
That's what it looks like.
home remedies.
No, but it's a good look. It'll look, once it heals up, once the scabs are gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be swinging on that tail.
I requested it to be prehensile so I can actually grip things with it. I can use it as another limb.
Use it as a chair on the bus, just like, just like hook up into the kind of rail.
Yeah. Swing around.
We're wrapping up here. Producers are giving us the sign.
Yeah, they're
might look like a middle finger to the layman, but that is the 3-minute warning sign.
It's very technical. It's very very third base coach kind of signal.
Yeah. So we got to go. We got time for a little bit about one more here.
Yeah.
So we'll cut to the chase and we'll catch you guys next week.
Sound good?
And yeah. That's International Feel. That's us.
Can help you find one. We offer free one-on-one services for youth aged 16 to 29 in Manitoba. We can help you out with resume and cover letter development, mock interviews, and assisting you with all your job search needs. Check out yesmb.ca to find our contact information, our online resources, and to register today for our free services.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, your campus and community radio station. Quédese en sintonía.